ZLK, KO4HKX. 4, ZLK, KO4HKX.
And 4, ZLK. How are you?
Good. Sinuses are bothering me a little bit this week, but other than that, we're doing good. How about yourself?
Enjoying this beautiful morning. I didn't call you. I wasn't sure if you were, but I knew you were out there, but I figured if you were in the truck, you would call me back.
For Connor, but I was with a customer, so data. My next stop.
Seth was out there, too. He went to work yesterday. He's been working from the hospital, but he did go into the office, and I'm assuming he's going in the rest of this week.
Things are still improving.
Everything, the only issue now is she's not gaining weight. She's growing, she's getting a little bigger, so it actually, in reality, she's losing weight because she's not putting any on. They're a little concerned with that right now, hoping that she'll start gaining weight. They're trying to, wean her off the feeding tube, but because it's not good to just supplement her like that all the time. She needs to get back to nursing, but apparently it's a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of energy, and she's still so weak from everything.
So, I'm sure they'll come around there and figure out something. At least pray they do. And be out of there for too much longer. It's good to hear that she's getting better anyway.
It's only, 2.5-3 weeks away from a major, major surgery. So, but when being that little, that tiny and new, things can change really quickly. So, I'm sure I'd be still pretty weak if I had just come out of surgery like that a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
So, and like I say, pray that they continue to get her healed up. Like I say, she's only a few weeks out from a major surgery, which that would take a while to get over for a grown man or a woman.
She's a cutie, though. We went up Sunday. Spent a few hours up there, and then Beth was there several hours yesterday holding her while Nadine went and took a shower and ran a couple of errands. But I haven't held her yet since the surgery. I got to hold her before, but Beth said she just stares at you and she looks at everything. She looks at your eyes. She can see her eyes moving around, just taking in everything, taking in Beth's face. And she's a very, very attentive little child.
And like I say, pray that everything continues to go smooth from here on.
I appreciate it. Are you walking to your next stop?
Driving. Why?
A little bit like you were a little out of breath there, like you might be walking. So, not to say you get out of breath when you walk, but anyway, I was just trying to make a joke this morning.
And like I told you, it's my sinuses. They're letting me know they're around this week.
I got to tell you a funny story. Ada, a couple days ago, Ada and I were in the garage. She wanted to go, pretend to go to the store because she was out of raspberries. So she made me get in the car, and she was in the driver's seat, and we had to put on our seatbelt. Then she looks at me and says, "We have to go to 7 stores. I'm sorry." And at each store, we had to get out, walk around the back of the car, and she would thank the person for giving her the food or whatever. Then we climb back in the car. So yesterday, I met Beth. I ran some errands, and then Beth was going to the hospital, so I met her and took Ada home. We got home. She said she wanted to take my truck to the pretend store. So I was taking groceries in. She was sitting in the driver's seat. And I came out, and she had my radio microphone in her hand, and she was looking out the window, and she was calling me on the radio. It was really cute.
I'm radio operator. Keep that interest going.
Make sure when she's around that the radio's off, or I'm I've got it locked or something, and it was off yesterday, and the truck was off. There's no way she could do anything, but it was cute. And she's like, let's call Daddy on the radio. I'm like, well, he's at the hospital. He doesn't have a radio with him. And, well, let's call somebody else. So you never know.
Well, if I'm ever around, I will definitely come back to you.
She'll get a case of being shy. If she hears me or her dad on the other end, she'll speak. You've heard her. She'll yell out our names. So she's not microphone shy yet. Anyway, it's been fun, but man, I'm ready to go back to work today. I'm tired.
Hey, you used to keep it up with a three-year-old anymore, or 3 or 4-year-old.
Have some of her energy, maybe just half of it.
More stuff hurting now than there already is, so I don't know that I want any more.
We've enjoyed it, but I know she's ready for her mom and dad to come home, and they're ready to be home, and we're ready for them to be home too. Not because we have Ada, but because of everything. But it'll be nice when they can all get back together.
Get that disruption out of the family and let the family come back together. That's important for all of them.
Okay, I missed my turn. I meant to go down Old Whitehorse, and I'm having to go through Traveler's Rest.
It could be rough this time of day.
Too bad. I mean, other than the speed limit, it doesn't look like traffic's too busy. The school traffic's not there yet.
That's when I come through there. It is crazy busy, and at other times, there's nothing.
Attention to where you're going.
Good morning, Matthew. Good to hear you this morning.
I just caught the tail end of that. WW4GET. Good morning.
51 hour chain.
Good morning, Matthew. That's 3 days in a row I've heard you now.
You're pretty lucky, I guess. Of course, I'm silly, but... No, good to hear you again, too. Good to hear you again as well.
Pretty night on that on HF, and then last night I heard you check into the 2-meter net, so I am honored hearing you again this morning.
Likewise, always good to hear you, my friend. Always good to hear you, and always full of a lot of words of wisdom.
I'm going to jump out here for a minute and run into the store right quick. I'll be right back. KO4HKX. I'll be Clifford in a moment.
Patrick, I think he was talking to you when he was talking about words of wisdom. Go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, this is just a really unique opportunity to talk to both of you guys at the same time. Truthfully, though, it is.
You had it out. Don't you meet with some people on Tuesday mornings? It is Tuesday morning, right? Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Glenn, I'm just leaving there now. Heard you guys a little bit earlier, but I wasn't going to be able to get in there very well, you know, and I come out of Highway 11 towards into Pickens. You know, it's a pretty bad zone for, you know, the northern repeaters, obviously, like Caesar's Head as well as... Where's the other one on? The Tryon repeater up there. I forget what the location it's at. But anyway, so I didn't get a chance to get in there with you this morning, but did hear you.
Well, a lot earlier, it wasn't me. I woke up the people on the radio. Well, I turned my radio on, and they were already in there, and I was getting ready. But I just got on a little bit ago. I'm sure Patrick was in there. Some of those guys get in nice and early.
It was Patrick in the group, not necessarily you, but I did hear him out there. And I'm running through the Coyote Coffee drive-thru, and I just realized that I totally screwed up here. I got to go around. This drive-thru is a little messed up than the one in Pickens here. I got to hit the menu board first before I go to the window, and that's kind of odd.
But if you need to go for a minute, that's fine.
Once in a while, when I'm out here on Tuesday, she likes their protein shake that they have. And I came in from a different direction, and I'm all goofed up in this drive-thru. So I have to work my way around to the window. again. A little embarrassing.
Remember, yeah, it'll be okay.
The red truck that stands out, though. So, I don't know. They might. Small town, you know how that is.
The story. I think, talking about that, they won't recognize you. My dad, years ago, my uncle was telling me this story. My uncle from England is my mother's brother. He was over, and he's a big drinker. And my dad claimed that he wasn't a drinker. Apparently he used to be when he was young, but of course he didn't drink the whole time I was growing up, is what I was told, even though the evidence was there. But anyway, my uncle was over visiting this back in the 80s, and he's like, Alan, take me somewhere to get a drink. I haven't had a drink in a while. And my dad said, I don't know any place to go. You know I don't drink. He's like, just take me somewhere. We'll find some place. So they're driving down the road, and my dad says, well, how about this place? So they pull in, and they walk in, and the guy behind the bar says, hi, Alan.
Busted. That's a good story.
I would have gone someplace I'd never been before if I was trying to cover that story that I wasn't a drinker. But anyway, my uncle got a big kick out of it.
Have some similarities with my dad, but it was gambling and horses. I used to go with him to the horse tracks and stuff, but I never realized it became such a problem for him later in life. He won a couple times, and that's when the addiction really set in.
It's kind of sad. That kind of runs in my family. I try to stay away from stuff because I don't know. But anyway, not to get all on that, but anyway, hope you've had a good morning. It's beautiful out here. What time did you leave the house?
Just about 5:30 to get to the 6 a.m. group, and goes for an hour, and I'm making this quick stop here at Coyote and quick stop at Ingalls, and then heading back up to the house. Hopefully have a productive day until tomorrow at 3:30 in the morning. I'm not looking forward to that. I think I need to drive down to Atlanta tomorrow and for a few days, because I'm coming back and on the weekend on Saturday, and the flight schedule just isn't that good on the weekend. So I think I'm going to drive down on Wednesday morning.
I guess at that time you might find Richard or Baker on that repeater down there, but I don't know if anybody else will be up.
Usually it's Richard and Baker too, I think, actually. Yeah, you're right. I've heard him once or twice on those early mornings, but yeah, you're right. It's pretty quiet for the most part.
Other of them, tell them I said hello. If you get on the radio on the way down, my daughter and son-in-law Connor K4HNR, they were in Costa Rica for the last week, and they flew back into Miami Sunday. But they got in late, so they missed their connection to Greenville. They had to spend the night in Miami. They said that there was a three-day boat show going on, and the hotels were $1,000 a night or more. They finally found something. I didn't ask what it was, but they came back in yesterday afternoon. They flew on standby on the 12 o'clock flight out of Miami, but she was like, I'm just glad to be home. I don't like traveling. I enjoyed while I was there, but I don't like the flying part.
For JET, you're right. It's challenging at times, but do they enjoy Costa Rica, though? That's the question. I haven't been.
They had a wonderful time. It was warm. They did all kinds of things, zip lining, hiking, hot springs, the beach, which wasn't like a beach, but it was still nice. I mean, it was too hot. She said the sand is really dark, and so as the sun is a lot higher up in the sky, and it just really heats up the sand. It's hard to stay out there during the day, but just beautiful. They had a nice time.
Yeah, it can get hot there. It's pretty much on the equator for the most part, I believe. So, but it is. They do have some nice beaches and stuff, I've heard.
Good experience and a good chance to get away. I got to jump out for a second, and I'm actually pulling up in front of our house, dropping off something that I forgot to bring back with the dog yesterday. We watched their dog for him. Be right back. N4ZLK.
I'm about to give an order here, too, so I'll be monitoring. Thanks, WW4JT.
I'm back, gentlemen. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday.
How you doing? I'm hearing you jump in this morning. I didn't jump in until now.
My sinuses are bothering me a little bit, so I stopped and got me some cough drops and a cold drink. So back on the road again. Matthew, it sounds like he's getting him something to eat for breakfast, and Shane will be back in a minute. So, and I've been in and out quite a few times already this morning.
Okay, yeah, I get that. I'm finally back from California. I've been back for about a week. Last week I was just so wiped out from the time zone change and the trade show I had to do, and on top of that, Disneyland as well. Let me tell you, that whole trip was an absolute treat.
Glad you're back and got rested up. Hadn't heard you on the radio much over the last little while, and then I know here the last little bit. You've been on the radio quite a bit, so I'm assuming you've got a being at home more because of your job.
Yeah, now is all it is. I'm more at home right now because it's more slow right now than what I thought it would be. They're trying to utilize me and my team more regionally. Matter of fact, we got a new customer over in Columbia, South Carolina, which I'm very, very excited for because I'm tired of flying up to New York all the time.
I'll be nice to have something closer to home. And the robotics stuff, is that what you're traveling around fixing and working on?
Manufacturing automation. That hasn't changed, and it probably never will change. Matter of fact, I'm in school right now to get my engineering degree for said thing, so I don't see myself leaving the automation field anytime soon, at least in the far, far, far off future.
I just didn't know if you had changed jobs or something different going on.
This job was about 2 years ago from working at Magna over in Piedmont. You know, I used to work a night shift out there, and then I jumped from night shift to second shift, and I ended up leaving that job, and I joined with this job, which is part of the reason why I haven't been on the repeater lately. It's mostly because I've been traveling out, and every time I travel out, man, it takes a lot out of you, it seems like.
Well, Fred, I am backing into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Shane, you and Matthew are listening. Y'all have a good day, and maybe I'll catch y'all throughout the day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Yeah, this has been KO4NH73, Patrick. It's been a pleasure talking to you again. I look forward to talking to you in the near future. This has been KO4NH. I'll be clear.
Good day. Hello, Fred. N4ZLK.
Hey, KO4NH. How you doing?
I just headed down the road into work. And welcome back. I know I was just listening to your conversation with Patrick there. Traveling is tiring, isn't it? Until you get used to it, I guess. I don't know if you ever do get used to it.
I most travel by air most of the time. It's very rare that I get to drive. If I do get to drive, it's either to a customer over in Jacksonville, North Carolina, or I'm leaving from the New York office going somewhere like Ohio or like Twinsburg, Ohio, Syracuse, New York, Buffalo, New York, that kind of thing.
You had to deal with a lot of snow in those trips up there?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. I can't help but giggle because our version of snow is ice and their version of snow is actually snow. It's kind of funny.
I understand. We get more ice here than snow. And when it does snow, it usually turns icy pretty quick.
In fairness, we don't get a lot of snow down here, so we don't really know snow like the north does.
Okay with that. I like snow, but I'm okay with the way it does here.
Yeah, wife's protein shake and off to Ingles next stop. But anyway, Patrick, if you're still listening, good talking to you this morning. Didn't get a chance to say 73 to you, but I hope you have a good day. And WW4JET in the group.
Randy, yeah, I actually just hit a bad spot. I'm just now getting out of the woods over here. Just now merging onto 385 off 85, and nothing to work.
Morning there, Fred.
Not that bad. I left from Duncan off 290 exit, straight down to the 385 intersection or merging area of 85. A couple slowdowns, nothing crazy like it's been here as of late, and especially nothing like yesterday afternoon. Good Lord.
Maybe for FCM.
And for ZLK.
Good morning, I think it's Patrick. Is it? I guess he's still celebrating his birthday from yesterday.
Get to your son. Hope he had a good day.
He's big 45, yeah, he thinks he gets old.
Just about every point in our life, don't we?
Others, yeah. Got three daughters and one son, so yeah, we're proud of him. He's a hardworking guy. He sleeps more than I do, so got that from his mother, W4FCM.
Brad, good to hear you. Just jump in. Here we go. There's jump in any time and call your son. WW4JET, Matthew, are you close to Ingles yet?
Step out, guys. I'll be back on in a little bit. If I miss you, have a great day. WW4JET.
It's the same gentleman. I'm actually about 10 minutes away from my destination, but I'm about to get the one part of 385 I can't seem to get out of in the woods. This has been Carol for you, Nation. It's been an absolute pleasure. Hope all you guys have a great day, and I'll be staying on clear.
All right, Fred, 7-3. And 7-3, Matthew, nice to hear you guys this morning. And I don't know, I'm not too far away, so I'll probably be gone when you get back, Matthew. Talk to you later, and if I don't talk to you before, have a safe trip, a safe working trip. N4 ZLK. For WJT, N4 ZLK. ZLK clear.
N4 ZLK, how are you?
Let's ground you up there. Good morning. You headed into work?
Yeah, I had to swing by the house to drop off a couple things, and then on my way up the mountain, caught you right when you called me, and then started the truck and then turned the radio off.
Then?
No, just pulled out.
There last night, or were you up with Nadine and Isla?
Nadine and Isla. Last night I left work, got there around, I don't know, 5:30, and then, you know, Nadine headed up to your house. So I just spent the evening at night there.
What's morning, or how'd she do through the night?
She did great. She sleeps really well through the night compared to our other one. But I don't know if that's just because of everything going on or if that's how she is, so time will tell, I guess.
Stays the same. That would be nice. How is the, how's her eating doing?
Day by day, I mean, slowly they're, you know, I think she's got more energy to breastfeed a little bit more, and then they're obviously still added in food through her feeding tube, so it's slow going, but definitely doing better.
Well, when I saw her Sunday, Mom said she was holding her yesterday, and she was just, little Isla was just staring at Mom and just taking, she said she could see her eyes moving around, not like just staring her in the eyes, but like she was taking in all her features, very attentive.
We're definitely happy to see that. Got my full baby now who finally awake and looking around, so it's exciting to see.
Because, I'll tell you what, that video, what'd you think of the video of Ada? We came home, I had gotten groceries, met Mom at the hospital so she could go up and let Nadine go home and take a shower. So we got home and we pulled in the driveway and Ada said, I need to go to the pretend store in your car. And I said, okay, but you can do that while I'm getting groceries out. And I walked back out. She's got the door shut and I hear her yelling and she's holding my microphone. She's calling me on the radio. That was hilarious.
Girl, good thing you didn't leave that radio on.
I'm sure it was off. She's asked me to call you. She's like, let's call Daddy on the radio. I'm like, well, I don't think he's going to be there. We'll do it sometime, you know. But anyway, so she goes, well, let's call someone else.
She loves seeing it every time anytime she rides with me. And I even, like, touch the radio. The first thing she'll say is, are you going to call Pop?
Smart little girl. She's been a lot of fun. And she sleeps through the night pretty good, too, but I know what you're saying. I'm sure it wasn't always that way.
Well, now, but man, those first couple of years was rough. I feel like the hardest part, which all in all isn't that bad, I guess, but pretty exhausting.
And was, he would not sleep 2 hours, 3 hours at a time at the most for a year or two. It was rough. And then Michaela comes along and, what, spent one night in the hospital after when she was born. I don't know, we spent a day and a half, I can't remember, two nights maybe. She came home and slept for 12 hours, and that's how she was.
You leave.
And it probably is, you know, we were inexperienced with our first, and maybe we learned some things, who knows. It probably has a little bit to do with it. But personality kind of does too, I think. Kind of one, all, they're all different, and one is more wired up than the other.
It was definitely, that girl's got some energy. Yeah, hopefully the sleep continues to be pretty good. And I don't know, it sounds like we'll be home sometime this week, but maybe later in the week, as long as things keep improving well. So we're excited, definitely excited to be home.
Excited for you too. Probably, well, it's Tuesday already. I probably think no earlier than the end of the week. Maybe it'll work out. We'll be praying for that. Keep us updated. Anyway, it's been quite a journey.
The longest month and also the shortest month at the same time. It all feels like a good blur. But I'm glad to get out of the hospital a little bit, get up to work, and stay a little busy.
You have you been able to sleep in that chair every night? I probably would have just pulled some blankets out and found a corner in the room.
I guess once you get tired enough, anything becomes a little bit comfortable, but I've always been able to sleep anywhere for the most part, but I'm pretty over that chair, don't get me wrong.
Get from him and take it home?
Yeah, as a little souvenir.
Sleep when you get home in a bed.
Nadine, the other night, that I'm so used to sleeping upright now, I don't know. I'm probably going to have a hard time once we get in our bed and lay down fully.
We're all behind you, so we're looking forward to that day. I'm glad you called me, Seth. Good to hear you. I'm not far from work. I'm getting ready to get on 85, and the sun's bright, and there's a lot of traffic, so I'll get off of here. I pulled out in front of somebody earlier. They didn't have their headlights on. The car behind them did, and all I could see was the headlights from the car behind them. I was stopping at Gabrielle's house to drop Samson's blanket off. Made a left turn right in front of somebody. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. I love you. Have a good day, and be careful. KQ4WJT, N4ZLK.
We drive for a living. No, I'm just kidding. Good talking to you. Have a good day. KQ4WJT, clear.